And this is a continuation with the interview with my daddy, W.G. Vincent, on January 1st, 1979.
I believe the only reason I finished high school was to just get out of farm work, because it was either that or chop cotton, pick cotton, and I hated picking. I didn't mind chopping cotton so much. And I didn't plow because my feet used to bother me. And I didn't like to plow. I'd rather hoe than plow.
Yes.
And although I did plow quite a bit, but mostly I would hoe. But picking cotton is what I hated with a purple passion. That was one reason, the main reason I went to one old high school.
Guess did most of your farm work in the after school hours and in the summertime and such as that.
Yes, and in the winter, of course, we had to work too. We had to get huge piles of stove wood and firewood, cut wood to, and we had to do that with a
cross-cut
saw by hand, because there was no such thing as a power saw. And Daddy didn't believe in buying nothing like that anyway. Everything had to be done by hand. We always had mules, and we never had a tractor. People had tractors back in those days, but not him.
Well, he just didn't think it was proper.
He wouldn't put out the money for it. Didn't have the money anyway, because Mama spent the money fast as he made it.
Oh, well. What'd she spend the money on?
Mostly on taking trips.
She likes to travel.
Yes. Of course, she could travel free, because her meals and all that wasn't free, and it wasn't free after she got where she's going. She's made a long trip to California.
Who'd she see out
all
there?
All that stuff. Well, we had kinfolks out there. She went to see them.
Could that have been Elmer's family there?
Yeah. You remember Jerry and Ruby? They remembered her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, getting back to your childhood, when you say farmed and all that, was it just a good sized garden?
We had 340 acres.
And you had it every bit of it under?
No, it was, there was at least 200 acres of it in pasture.
Yeah.
For the horses and cows and stuff, but we didn't have. We never had a horse in our life. And we had a billy goat and maybe a couple of milk cows, most times just one milk cow and two mules. But Daddy had all that pasture. No need for it, but we just didn't need the land for anything. It was all covered in lime rock and stuff anyway.
He must have bought it as pasture land then, I guess. Didn't have to clear it.
We had to build a fence all around all that stuff.
Wow.
I remember stringing that fence. Boy, I used some barbed wire, I ain't kidding. We put up, I guess it was just two strands of barbed wire all the way around, about 200 acres.
Wow. So, how much land do you think actually had under plow cultivated?
It was over 80 acres.
Okay, so you did every bit of it with me?
Two mules.
Did you grow mostly cotton?
He grew, most of it, I guess, was cotton. He just grew cotton and corn and oats. I remember we planted velvet beans. I used to hate to pick velvet beans. Oh, that stuff would sting you. Velvet beans, you've probably never seen one in your life, but
it's kinda like
they sting you when you pick them.
It's kind of like a lima. Is it flat? Like
no, a it's a little black looking thing. But a black pod.
About 3 or 4 inches long?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 inches. And they usually had about 4 or 5 beans to each pod. And they would crush the whole thing up with chow feed.
Oh,
what Daddy did was just let the cows eat the things uncrushed. Daddy didn't believe in carrying stuff to a meal either. Daddy had old fogey methods of doing things. He, back in 1890s, and he never did change. He didn't believe in spending money either. I remember we had an old mule called Beck. That was back when we lived in Dark. And I used to, I think old Beck died before we moved from Darien. But that was a real old mule. She was past 20. Over 20 years old. And I used to love to go to take corn and go to the gristmill to get the meal, get corn ground up in the meal. We'd throw a sack across old Beck's back. We never owned a saddle in our life. Granny never did have a saddle either.
Now, I know you had a bridle. You could have got to.
Oh, yeah, we all had bridles.